Perek Yud, Mishnah Yud Dalad. Today is a very exciting day because we'll be completing the entire Masech, the Mishnah's Erevin. And we have some exciting numbers to share with you before we begin. So it took us a total of 48 days. That's 48 days to complete the Masech. We began on December 4th and we'll be completing today on January 28th. A total of 10 Perakim and 96 Mishnayos. When you do the math, you have 10 minutes a day times 96 Mishnayos. Really, it's cut in half, 48 Mishnayos, because it's 2 Mishnas a day. You get a total of 8 hours of Torah study. Who would have thought that in 8 hours you can complete the entire Masechta Erevin? Well done, and congrats to everybody. Without further ado, let's begin. We're really excited, and tomorrow we begin Masechta Pesachim. See, here we go. Mishnah Yadalad. Kohen shelaka be'etzba'o, a kohen that got a wound on his finger on Shabbos, he got the wound. Koich aleha gemi b'mikdash, he can tie a reed on it in the base of mikdash, meaning if he has to do the avodah, the service, in the base of mikdash, it's permitted for him to tie this reed on his wound, because even though the reed is healing him a little bit, and you know, we can't do refuah, we can't do healing on Shabbos, mikamakom, nevertheless, this is not, it's not befitting for a kohen to do the avodah if he has a wound on his hand, and therefore it's permitted for him to put this, you know, reed on his finger to heal the wound. And the Gemara explains this is dafka only if he got, you know, stricken in a place where the reed makes no chatzita, no separation between his flesh and the utensils that he uses. For example, on his left finger, because we know that when you do the avodah, you do it with your right hand, or even with the right hand, but on the back of the hand, so it doesn't, you know, infringe on him holding the utensil. And also, this reed is only a reed. I mean, you can't use a baguette, you can't use like a little belt to wrap up your finger, because then there's a problem of yitur begadim. You can't wear more than the specific amount of begadim, of clothing garments that the Kohen wore. So as long as it's not a baguette, right, it's not a piece of a clothing article, right, and it's also not placed in a spot where he'd wear clothing, meaning he takes a reed, which is not a baguette, and he puts it on his finger or his heel where he doesn't wear his clothing, so it's not a chatzitza, and it doesn't add to his clothing. The Kohen has a specific number of clothing that he wears, like I said, that he's adding to his clothing, and therefore it would be permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, but lob medina. If you're outside the base of mikdash, it's prohibited to tie this reed on a wound that came on Shabbos, since the reed does a little bit of healing to the finger. Chamedik zera, that you might come to start grinding up medicine to make real refuah for Shabbos, and grinding is a Torah level, a Torah prohibition of shchikah, of grinding. So in the base of mikdash, again, we waive the Torah, the rabbinic prohibition, but out of the base of mikdash, we kept it in place and therefore prohibited it. So you can't put a reed on the wound outside the base of mikdash and provinces on Shabbos. Next case. What about imlahoti dam? Shmahadek sagami. He puts the reed on the wound on Shabbos in order to squeeze blood out from his finger. So then, kanvikanas, or whether in the provinces or even the base of mikdash, it's prohibited because it's not necessary for the avodah. And furthermore, you're mamish doing chovel. You're inflicting a wound on yourself on Shabbos, and that's an av malacha. It's a Torah prohibition, which is prohibited, of course, even in the base of mikdash on Shabbos. What about bozkin melech al gabi hakeves? They used to crush up salt and spread it out on the ramp on Shabbos, so the people that are going up to the mizbeach, but shvil shlo yachaliko, they shouldn't slip when they're going up and down the ramp, but right, because the ramp was just smooth with no steps. So this is let's see over here, right? So on Shabbos in the base of mikdash is permitted, because we waive the rabbinic decree, whereas in the provinces, outside in the provinces, it's prohibited. Why? Because like metakin b'Shabbos, like you are doing a tikkun, you're fixing something on Shabbos. So therefore, outside the Beis HaMikdash should be prohibited, inside the Beis HaMikdash should be permitted, because it'll only be like a rabbinic decree and that we waive in the Beis HaMikdash. Umimalan, and you could fill up water in the Beis HaMikdash, mi bar hagadol, from the bar hagadol, the pit of the pilgrimage. We bar hagadol from the great pit, two different types of pits with two different names, the pit of the pilgrimage and the pit of the great big pit. These were their names. Show you, they were located in one of the lishkos, one of the rooms in the azara. It's permitted, but Galgal b'Shabbos, they used to fill up a bucket with a rope through a special kind of wheel. And from these two pits, right, alone, only these two pits were they permitted to fill up with water on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash with this special kind of Galgal, the special kind of wheel, but not with other boros, not with other pits, because the Chachamim prohibited it on Shabbos. Why? Shehel b'Galgal neshavim mamayim. But since when you use this wheel method, it makes it that there's no tircha. There's no hardship to draw water from the pit, right? So the Chacham made a gzeira that if we're going to let you do this in other wells, they're going to come to start watering your gardens because it's so easy to access the water. This wheel made it very, very easy. So only these special pits in the Beis HaMikdash, they permitted for you to draw water with this wheel on Shabbos. But everywhere else, they prohibited it, lest you see it's so easy to draw water and you come to, you know, water your grass on Shabbos. So again, because they were in the Beis HaMikdash, we waive the rabbinic prohibition that you may come to water your grass. Whereas outside the Beis HaMikdash, all the other pits are prohibited, lest you come to water your grass, which is a Torah prohibition. So they put this rabbinic prohibition in place not to even draw the water out. Be'er HaKar, Be'yom Tov. So the Gemara explains that there was a Be'er HaKar. Kar is cold. What it means is that it was like, you know, live, fresh water. This was located actually in the provinces, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and it was Vahya Batzorach, the people of the pilgrimage, when they'd come to be Ola Regal, come up for the Yom Tovim to Yerushalayim, so the Nevi'im that were around during that time, Chagi, Zechariah, Malachi, they permitted to draw water from this specific well, the Be'er HaKar, with this wheel method on Yom Tov. There they gave a special heter, because it was, a lot of people were being all the regular coming up to the Beis HaMikdash and they needed it. And then once they made that heter from there on, it was, you know, they always permitted it from going forward, you know, to the end of time. They just left that heter in place. So that's an exception to what we mentioned earlier about the wells in the Beis HaMikdash. But all other wells are prohibited to draw water out from it on Shabbos with this wheel, even if it's going to be Yom Tov. Gzeir, unless you come to start watering your grass, because you see how easy it is to access the water. Okay? That concludes Mishnah Yadalad. The final Mishnah. Mishnah Tesvav. Sheretz, you find a dead reptile. You know, a rat, a mouse. Shenimtza b'mikdash was found in the Beis HaMikdash. Kohen motzio b'hemyono. A Kohen could remove the dead reptile with his hemyono, with his belt. But not with his hand, because if he touches it with his hand, it'll become tummy. Right? Because the sheretz is an av atoma, and it could be metame a person by touching it, but not by carrying it. So therefore you take your belt, and you carry the sheretz, and the belt won't make the kohen tummy, because the belt becomes a rishon to tumma, after it touches this av atoma, and a rishon for tumma cannot be metame a person. So even if this is found on Shabbos, it's permitted to carry it, to be metatal, to carry it, and to remove it out of the Beis HaMikdash, because the problem would only be a shavos, the rabbanan, right, of mutza, right, that it's a dead rat. V'ina kohen mechazer achar pshutei kli eitz, and we don't make the kohen go after a wooden board, it's not mekabel tuma, el mutzia b'hemyona, right, the rule is that something that's not a utensil, like a plank of wood, is not susceptible to tuma. So maybe we should say, hey, go get a piece of wood and lift up the rat with the wood and take it out of the Beis HaMikdash. We say, no, use your belt. Shalot HaShavos as a tumah. Because we don't want to delay tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't want to waste time for you to go look for a plank of wood to remove it. You know, rather just do it with your belt. Your belt will become tummy. Don't worry about it. We'll put it in the mikvah. But we just want it out of the Beis HaMikdash as soon as possible. And the rabbinic prohibition that we're waiving over here is that it's a muktzah. And since it's the mikdash, we waive that rabbinic prohibition. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, these are the words of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who holds that it's better to remove something which is tummy from the Beis HaMikdash through your belt and let your belt get tummy, and then, you know, you could put it in the mikvah later, than start searching for a plank of wood that's not susceptible to tumah because it's not a utensil, because that's going to delay time, and we don't want to delay tumah in the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, Bitzvah shel eitz, you should use wooden tongs that are not susceptible to tumah, so a kohen could use those and don't use his belt. Shlomo Rabbos is a tumah because his concern is why make his belt tummy? Don't bother. Well, don't make his belt tummy. If he holds, it's better to let the tumah sit in the Beis HaMikdash for a little bit more, and go find yourself a pair of tongs that are made out of wood that are not susceptible to tumah, and don't make your belt tummy. And that's how you should remove the reptile. Okay, fine. So that's the debate between these two opinions. What about Mehechemot Sion Oso? From where do you remove it? meaning that the Chachamim said that you're allowed to be lenient, right, and overlook this problem of muktzah on Shabbos for the cover of the Beis HaMikdash, right, but only, you know, but where in the Beis HaMikdash? Is it the whole Beis HaMikdash, or is it only certain places where you find this dead corpse? So this reptile. So let's see. So, min ha-heichal, if you found it in the heichal, in the sanctuary, or min ha-ulam, you find it in the entrance hall, or umi bein ha-ulam mizbeach, between the entrance hall and the mizbeach and the altar, which was in the Azara in the temple court. So any of those places, the Rav Shimon ben Anas, he holds, the Rav Shimon ben Anas holds, that if you find the sheretz, in these places, you can remove it from the Beis HaMikdash for the cover of the Beis HaMikdash. But everywhere else, you don't remove it from the Beis HaMikdash, on Shabbos, and we don't waive the Isser of Muktzah for that. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Makom Shechayav and Al Zadona Karis, Vashuk Gosu Chatas. Any place in the Beis HaMikdash, that if a person were to go inside, and he was Tameh, that if he did it on purpose, he'd be chayav karis. And if he did it by mistake, he'd be chayav karmel chatas, which is basically the whole azara, the whole temple court. So over there, you find a dead corpse, misham mutzino, so from there you can remove the sheretz on Shabbos. But otherwise, you can't. So that's his opinion. And the Mishnah says, Rishar kal makomos, all the other areas, whether according to Shimon ben Anas, which would be really the whole kal azara, the whole temple court, or according to Rabbi Akiva, which would be all the other lishkos, all the other temple chambers, you find the sheretz there on Shabbos, you can't remove it. Rather, what do you do? So there we don't waive the rabbinic permission of muktzah, because the degree of kedusha, of holiness, is not as strong. And therefore, covenant of pesach there, take a big pot and cover it up on Shabbos till it gets dark. When Shabbos is over, go there and remove it. Okay, the last piece, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Magam Asher Tiyu Lach Chachamim, a place where the Chachamim gave you a heter, Mishalach Nasulach, they gave the heter from you to you, from that which is permitted to you. Shlohu Tiyu Lach, because they did not permit it to you in the Beis HaMikdash, El Mishum Shvus, only for a rabbinic decree. So what in the world is he saying? Let's expound, and with this we'll finish the Mishnah. Dvarim Shiyusurim, things that are prohibited on a rabbinic level, we said that we waive that rabbinic level in the Beis HaMikdash, and we permit you to do whatever action you need to do. So the Gemara explains that Reb Shimon actually is saying, he's really saying he's two halachos, two different halachos, that one of them he is lenient, very, very lenient, and the other one he is stringent. So we had learned earlier in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, that one who is going on the road and it's about to get dark, and then it gets dark, it's Shabbos, and he's one amma out of the border. So too bad, he can't enter, he's too late, right? And that Rav Shimon came along and he said that even if the person was 15 ammas away from the border, he could enter. Whoa, how's that possible? Because he had held that, you know, there were people, these moshkos, these people that measured the tchum, that measured the border, they would actually, you know, give an extra 15 amos for people that would make a mistake. So they're like giving insurance. So therefore he would hold, not just one amma, the other opinion held, one amma away, you can't even enter. He held, even if you're 15 amos away from the border, you could still enter, because really the border would have went to that 15 amos. You know, because that's where the people that measure the city would measure it. They would just give you an extra 15 hours of you know, of leverage, you know, for people that would make a mistake. So here he's very lenient, of Shimon, right? Here he has a lenient opinion. Whereas, regarding a, and this is nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, this is just one halacha. Okay, let's continue. Whereas, let's just say he had a thread, right? A string that ripped on the harp, right? We had learned in Mishnah Yad Gimel, that you have the Levium that would sing in the Beis HaMikdash, so they were permitted to tie a string in the Beis HaMikdash in the, on their harp if it ripped, but not in the provinces outside the Beis HaMikdash. So Reb Shimon actually held, he was stringent, and he held that even if you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't tie it. Rather, you could tie you can't tie a knot, that's, which is kind, which is permanent. You could just tie, you know, a bow instead. Ben Levi Shnifska, a Levi whose rope of the a thread of a string of the harp ripped. So we had said that you could just tie it up. But Shimon said no, can't tie it. You have to do an aniva, a bow, something which is lower than a knot. So here you see one area he's lenient, which is nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and then something with the Beis HaMikdash he was stringent. So Zeh Shomer Kan Reb Shimon, this is what Reb Shimon means, that I'm lenient when one is traveling on the road, in the case of the tchum of the border, right? Makom Shiratu L'Chachamim, a place where the rabbis gave you a heter, meaning by the case of the tchum Shabbos, was Mishal Cha Nastulach, they gave it from you, meaning they gave you 15 extra amos that weren't included in the tchum, in the border. Why? Because the Moli Etchumim, the people that measured the border, would give these, would overlook the 15 amos to save people the hassle if they were running late. But regarding a string of the harp, the ripped, he was machmir, because even in the base of Mikdash, you can't tie with a regular knot, you can only tie with a bow. Because over here, the Chacham did not permit it to you in the Mikdash, El Dvarim, which is permitted on a Shavuos, on a rabbinic level. We're not concerned you'll do a Torah prohibition. Hilgach and Aniva, a bow, Sheina Asur, but Medina, which is not permitted in the Medina, Sheina Asur, sorry, which is Sheina Asur, but Medina, it's permitted in the provinces to make a bow, right? Sheina Asur, but Medina, El Mishum Shavuos Bavad, forgive me. Even a bow is prohibited in the provinces because of this rabbinic decree. We have shalavah by the Isra Shal Torah, mutaris ibn Mikdash, but since here in the base of Mikdash, he would waive and permit it. Avakishur, kshira, regular, not, she'ef shalavah by the Isra Shal Torah, you can come to a Torah prohibition, that's going to be prohibited even in the base HaMikdash. So in a nutshell, what Rabbi Shimon's saying is that in the case of the 15 amos out of the Tchum, we're giving you a heter from you, meaning it was the actual people that measured the city that gave that extra 15 amos. So therefore, there I was lenient because anyways, you really, technically were within the tchum because the people that measured the city measured it 15 amos, extra. Whereas over here in the base of Mikdash, I'm going to be stringent and not just permit a regular knot, but only permit a knot that would be, like a bow. Why? Because he's very, very stringent. He doesn't want you to come to do a Torah prohibition. So therefore, it's not really coming from you. No one measured it. It's a Torah prohibition. The bow could lead to a knot. And there, a regular knot could lead, the regular knot could be on a Torah level. So therefore, only a bow would be permitted in the base of Mikdash and not a knot. So this is his opinion. This is going to conclude the Mishnah and the Masechta. And it's also a nice wrap on Masechta Shabbos and Erevin because they're really tied one with the other. And God willing, tomorrow we'll begin Masechta Pesachim. Salk Masechta Erevin. Mazel tov, mazel tov, mazel tov.